You must be extremely proud as the president that the response that this has got. You've had 9 performances planned. You've had a couple already, another tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday, Sunday, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week, and you've almost sold out.
Yes, look, we're very proud. I mean, it's a wonderful show, though. You know, the classic story of the relationship between the two ladies in the show. I won't give too much away because people need to come and see it for themselves, but it's just a classic story and the public are responding very well.
I guess the best way to describe it in Hollywood terms, it's the prequel to The Wizard of Oz. So it's all about the good witch and the bad witch and how they basically became that way.
It is indeed. And for people that know the story of The Wizard of Oz very well, there'll be some aha moments towards the end of the show where they go, oh, I get that now. And,
yep.
And just some really great aha moments that it gives our audience, which is wonderful to see that those lights switching on.
It's a very well-known musical. It's got heaps of awards around the world, acclaimed. And to get it to a regional area, I dare say you've had to pay some sort of copyright fee, but you must be thrilled to be able to get a play of this calibre too.
We are. Like, I mean, we certainly applied for the rights. I mean, to be quite honest, we weren't incredibly hopeful when we did because it's such a big show. But to have received the rights, but more than that, to have received the rights and be the Tasmanian premier, that's a real coup for regional theatre in Tasmania, I think.
Yeah, and it's going to go on tour as well in Hobart and Launceston, but you won't be involved in that production. They'll be local productions as well?
Yeah, they're local productions, different companies, that's right, yeah.
Obviously, it's a huge production, as you said, a lot of lighting and that sort of stuff and costumes. I've seen the costume, a couple of photos in the paper on Facebook and places like that. I mean, amazing costuming. It must take a lot of time to prepare for the show.
It does, and we've got such a hard-working team. You know, we've got, you know, different people in different roles. Obviously, there's an amazing musical director, an amazing director. There's costumers, there's lighting. Everyone has their sort of own portfolio that they've been working on, and then it's just all drawn together, you know, just in that production week. We've actually had a production fortnight in the lead up to the show, and so many people who have been working away in their particular areas that you get to see it all drawn together, and it's obviously going gangbusters. It's amazing.
So how long ago did you start working on it? Because I'd imagine a production of this scope would take a lot of rehearsal.
It's probably just over a year now since we announced that we had the rights to it, that we'd received the rights.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, actually.
Yeah, so it was quite a journey.
Mm.
But the actual auditioning, I actually can't recall when we auditioned, but it's been a few solid months of rehearsal in the lead-up to production week anyway.
We mentioned the response, you know, that you've practically sold out. Apart from the fact that it's a great show and people have enjoyed it, I'm hearing evidence, anecdotal evidence, I should say, that some people are wanting to go back a second and third time.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess my message to your listeners out there is if you are wanting to come and see the show or you're wanting to come back for a second time, don't wait too long before you book those tickets because they're not too very far away. I reckon then there's going to be no more available.
So is there any scope for you to extend the season if you have to, or does the sets and all that sort of stuff have to go to Hobart or Launceston?
Oh, no, we've built all our own sets.
Okay.
They're certainly ours. It's probably more a cast fatigue situation.
I can understand that. When you say you started 12 months ago, I can understand that.
Oh, well, no, the cast didn't start 12 months ago, but the organisation did.
Yeah.
In order to put an extra show in, we probably would have to look at doing 2 shows in one day. And for a show such as Wicked, that is could be problematic. I'm not saying no, I'm not saying yes.
Mm.
But cast fatigue is certainly an issue that we will consider very, very closely before we make a decision like that.
Is there any chance that you may do it again down the track at some time, you know, 5 or 10 years into the future?
Well, I never say never. I mean, there certainly is that possibility. Always with shows in amateur theatre, you've got to wait till when they're on the amateur list. So
yep.
There's certain rules across the world that forbid amateur companies from doing certain shows. So there's only little periods and snippets of time when shows are available for amateur theatre. We just don't know.
Yeah, no, I know that amateur theatres in the past, and Devonport Choral Society have just done it with one of their productions that they did 10 years ago. It was so good and so popular they decided to do it again. And I just thought that the evidence I'm hearing is that this is probably the best ever show that the Burnie Music Society has ever put on, and there may be a demand to have it repeated sometime down the track.
Yes, look, that would not surprise me at all.
Okay. Now, the performances are tomorrow night, Friday, Saturday. There's a matinee on Sunday at 2 p.m. and then following Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And that's it. So, as you said, tickets are just about gone. If people want to book, they've got to do it through the box office of the Burnie Regional Arts Centre, which is 6430 5850. Thanks for your time today, Del. Good luck with the remainder of it. I don't think you need it, though, because everyone's saying how great it is. But thanks once again for your time today.
And thanks so much to you, Martin. You have a good day.